Okay, we're on Ayin Beis and Aleph at the bottom. Omer Reb Chama Bar Chanin Lomay Dechsiv as Big Day Hasrod L'Shoris Bakodesh. Big Day Hasrod refers to the Big Day Kohuna. So what's the why is it called Big Day Hasrod? El Molei Big Day Kohuna Lo Nishtair Misoneim Shal Yisrael Sorid Upolid. Comes to a hint, Sarad has a connection to Sorid. Sorid is somebody who saved, somebody who survived something. Wouldn't be for the Big Day Kohuna, there wouldn't, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have a survivor.
A remnant,
right. The Ashil Mole Big Day Kohuna, Shal Yedei Makrivim HaKorbanos, HaMechaper, Mal Yisrael. That through the Big Day Kohuna, you bring Korbanos, and the Korbanos are Mechaper. The Rabbeinu Chanan learns that the Big Day Kohuna themselves are Mechaper. Right? The Gemara says it in Erechim, that each of the Big Day Kohuna is Mechaper on something else. But Rashi seems to learn that even that, the Kapara is the fact that they're used for Korbanos. And each one has a different Kapara, but it's not the Beged itself that's Mechaper. It's the fact that the Beged itself enables the Kohen to bring the Korbanos. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Dvei Reb Shimon, Tana, Begodim Shigordim Osom Kibriyosim Michlehem, Umisardim Mehem Klum. He says, why are they called Big Day Shrad? Because you Gordim Osom Kibriyosim, you make them not by sewing pieces together. They're not made piecework, but they're made on the loom completely. Complete on the loom, the entire beged, and except you leave a little bit off and you sew that much on. So Omar, what's it called, Maihi, what is that little bit that you leave off and sew on? Reish Lakish Omar, Elu Maise Machat, that is the, what's it called, Maise Machat, the part that you sew on, we'll see in 1 second, is the sleeves. Rashi, Shigordin Osam Kbriyosam Miklehen, Shayucholtin Osam Begardin Shalahem, Mitoch Kliarigosam, Hayu Osam Kbriyosam, Halulim Kederach Levishosam. When they made them on the loom, they made them a complete beged. Usually what you do is you make fabric, and then you cut the fabric and you sew it together. But here they made the entire beged, the three-dimensional beged with the part for the person to go in, all on the loom together. Not like other things where they make them fabric and then cut it and sew it. Here it was made complete on the loom. But a little bit is made separate that's then sewn on. Elu masa machat, miksoso hayenera bifnei aso, mechabru machat. Part of it was woven separately, a separate piece, and then connected by sewing. So then we're going to say what that was. Meisvei big day kuhuna in osin oso masa machat, ela maisa orig, right? Maisa, the Brisa says that you don't make big day kuhuna maisa machat. In other words, piecemeal and sewn together. But maisa orig, it's totally woven in from one piece. Shenemar Maisa Orek. Omer Abayel Onitzrucha Lebeis Yad Shalahem. The sleeves. The sleeves were made separate. Right? They weren't made as one part of the beged. Kivitanya Beis Yad Shal Dikte Kohuna Nereges Bifnei Atzma V'nidbeges Im HaBeged U'magas Ad Pisas Hayad. The Beis Yad, the sleeve of Dikte Kohuna was woven separately and then connected to the rest of the beged by sewing. And it reached till the person's wrist. In other words, it was a long-sleeved beged. Omar Rechova, Omar Rav Yehuda. Sholosh Aronos also Betzal. Betzal made three boxes when he made the Aron. Emtsoi Shal Eitz Tisha. The middle one, the dimensions were 9 tefachim. And that was the middle one. And that was made out of wood. Pnimi Shal Zov Shmona. There was an inner box, a smaller one, 8 tefachim. that was made out of gold. That was to inlay the wooden box with gold. You put it inside the wooden box. Chitzon asar o mashu. And the outside one was 10 plus a mashahu, and that was the gold on the outside of the aro. Where it says, Vatanya chadas aro mashu, Bryce says 11 and a little bit was the outside one. Lokashu. Hokamandi omri yesh biov yotefa, hokamandi ein biov yotefa. It's machlokas whether the gold on the outside was a tefach thick or not. If it was, then it was 11 plus mashu. If it wasn't a tefach thick, it was only a very thin facade, then it was only 10 in a mashu. My mashu, what was this mashu for? Right, the extra little bit that stuck up? Zer. That was called the zer, the crown. On the aron, the lip of the aron. It went up a little bit up and went around the top of the aron. Omrav Yochanan Shlosha Zerim Hay. There were three Zerim on the Kalim in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. Shal Mizbeach, the Mizbeach had a Zer around the top. The Shal Aron, the Aron had a Zer. The Shal Shulchan, and the Shulchan also had. Shal Mizbeach Zocha Aron Venatlo. The crown of the Mizbeach, that was the symbol of the crown of Kahuna. That Aron HaKohen got for his descendants. Shel Shulchan Zocha David. The Shulchan Zer represented Keser Malchus. David HaMelech got that. The Notlo. Shel Aron Adai Munachu L'Kol Arot Shel Yikach Yovav Yikach. And the Zer on the Aron was Keser Torah. That anybody could get. Shema Tomer Pachusu. I might think that since anybody can get it, it's not as important as the other two. Tamid Lomar Bi Malachim Yimlochu. Right? That kings are made from the Torah. So if the Torah makes the kings, it's more important than the king himself. And surely the king is more important than the Kohen, so then the Torah is more important than both of them. Rashi. Shalosh Aronos, Shenemar, Mibayis Michutz Tzapenu. It should be laid inward and outward with gold. The Shal Eitz Be'emtzon, the Eitz was in the middle. Vahushivu Besoch Shal Zohav, right? They put the wood one in the, what's it called, in the outer gold one, the chaz of enosn shall zov sheni shebesoch shall eight, and then they put the little gold one inside the wooden one, right? And the chipas fasu aliona besoth, and then they covered the lip, the top rim, with gold. I always like to say that's the pshat. It says tocho kibaro. The inside should be like the outside. That's what we learn from the aron, right? We'll get to that. So the Maisa, what's it called, Mashma, that first comes the outside, then the inside. But the Torah says, Mibayisu Michutz Tzapenu, inside and then outside. So he's explained that the Pshat is that there's three coverings of gold. First it says, Tzipiso Sozohov Tahar. That's covering the outside with gold. They put the wooden box inside the big gold box. That was one step. That was the outside first. Then they put the little gold box inside the wooden box. That was covering the inside with gold, right? And then, bachutz again, the outside. What was the outside again? The rim. The rim was covered again with gold. The Vilna Gaon has a different way of learning that pasuk completely, that it's not going on the aron, mibayis, michutz is going on the gold, vice, but this way is more pasuk, the way of learning, that the tzipiso so is the outside, mibayis on the inside, bachutz again on the outside. Tisha gavol tisha tvachim. Its height was 9 tvachim, mibachutz. The outer measurement of the, what's it called, of the inner box, of the middle box was 9 tvachim. Shenemar amma v'chetzi komaso. 1.5 ammas. An amma is 6 tvachim, half an amma is 3 tvachim, is 9 tvachim. It had no legs. It stood on its on the bottom of the box, stood on the ground, or the bottom of the gold box stood on the ground. The Ibn Ezra, I think, holds that the Aron had legs, and these measurements are in addition to the legs. Pnimi shel zov ches tfachim gavo mibachutz. The inner box was 8 tfachim high on the outer measurement. Im ovi shulav. Right, therefore the middle one filled the whole halal of the outer one. The chitzon shel zov yudu mashu, and the outer one was 10 tvachim high. Plus a mashu. Tisha keneged gova emsoi. 9 to cover the, what's it called, the middle one. Mashu ovi shuleizov shulchitzon. Right? And a little bit more because that was the thickness of the outer one. The tefach asiri ola lemul ovi akaporis shu tefach. Umechase chibur akaporis veha'aron. And the 10th one went to, what's it called, connected to the kapores and cover it completely. Vatanya chadasor mashu, we have a brayso that says it was 11 plus a little bit. Umeshani hakamanda omer yesh ba'ovi shulei azov tefach kasher yesh ba'ovi shulei ha'etz. Just like the eitz was a tefach thick, so too the gold was a tefach thick. If it was a tefach thick, then it had to be 11 plus a little bit to cover the whole in a middle box. That the gold was not a tefach thick, it was only a facade. It was a very thin layer. I don't know where this machlokas is brought down anywhere else. Right? It's mashma, the Gemara is referring to another machlokas somewhere. Rashi, I don't know where it is. Umay mashu diktani bebraisa basrai. So what's this mashahu that was extra? Zer. Ha'ola hoya odev lamala al ovi akapores. It went up past the thickness of the kaporis, a little bit higher, and it looked like a crown around the aruv. Alovia kaporis mashu begovach, it's only ozer le kaporis of it. It was like a crown around the kaporis. Umashu the kamar of Yehuda, ba'ovi shuli achitzon kamar, uvezer lo airi klau. And the mashu that Rav Yehuda is talking about is not this zer. That's the stam, that it was, it went a little bit higher than the wall to cover the place where the kaporis and the aron met. Shlosha zeirim nasu b'klei hakodesh. There were 3 crowns around 3 kelim in the mikdash. Shal mizbeach simin lekeser kohuna, v'shal aron simin lekeser torah, v'shal shulchan simin lekeser malchus. Shal shulchan u simin laosher malachim. The bread on the shulchan was parnasa, one of the functions of the king is to be mefarnes klal yisrael. So that's the osher of Malachim, right? That's the symbol of Keser Malchus. Hachi Garsidon, Shomazbeach Zocha Aaron Venotlo, Shoshulchan Zocha David Venotlo, Shakuhuna Nitno Li Aaron Bris Melech, the Chein HaMalchus to David Lazaro. Right? Kuhuna was given to Aaron as an eternal Bris, Melech, like salt, never rots, and the Malchus David was given to David forever. Bi Malachim Imlochu, the Godl HaMamlich Min HaMelech. The one who makes the melech is greater than the melech himself. Makes somebody a melech. But Torah Omra Mikrozeh. The Torah is talking about itself. I'm the one that creates kings. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan brought a stira. Ksiv Zer, the Korinin Zir. Right? It's written Zor, as if it would be Zor, and you read it Zer. With a tzeri. Zocha nasis lo zer. The zocha becomes, the Torah becomes a crown. Lo zocha zora himenu. But if you don't, aren't zocha, then the Torah is removed from you. It moves away from you. Rav Yochanan Rami, Rashi, zocha lilmod lishma lekaima. Rashi learns zocha means if you're zocha, to learn lishma, then the Torah is a crown. But if you don't learn Lishma, Zora Mashtachas Menu, the Torah is forgotten from you. Even though it says, La'olam Yilmad Adam, Torah Mitzvah, Yasuk Adam, but Torah Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, Shemito Shalol Lishma, Baal Lishma, that's only if you want to get to the Lishma. But if you never want to get to the Lishma, then the Shalol Lishma, you forget the Torah. It's one pshat, and Tosa says in Psachim that the Shalol Lishma, that's Mito Shalol Lishma, Baal Lishma, as you learn for Kovit or something like that. So that mitoshaloshma, but if you learn not to be Makayim and just to show up other people, lakanter, then that shaloshma is better. You shouldn't have been created and the Torah will be forgotten from you. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan brought the following stira. Ksiv asisu lecho aron eitz, should make an aron of eitz. Ksiv asu aron eitz, shitim. It says in the plural. Here it says vasisa, Moshe should do it. Here it says everybody did it. Mikan the Talmud Chacham Shabnei Yiro Mitzuvim Lasos Malachto. In a Chanami, the tzivu was given to Moshe, but everybody else did it for him. From here we learn that the people in the city have to do the malacha of the of the Talmud Chacham, to support him and do his work for him so he can learn Torah. Rashi, Mitzuvim lasos malachto, she'ha'orom b'tchila hitla kosov ha'malacha al-Moshe. In the beginning, the Torah said, V'yosisa, you, Moshe, should do it. V'yachakach hitila tzibur. And after that, it says that tzibur did it. Afagav dekroi lav the high sidra ksivi, even though they're not written in this order. Asmachta bi'alma hu deka'amar. Right, the Torah of the order is the opposite. First it says v'osu, then it says v'yosisa. But it's only a remes. We don't learn it from here. Right, the idea we learn from Svarim. But there's a remez in the Torah to this idea that one place it says Vasiso, one place it says Vasu. Omar Rava, Kol Tamad Chacham, She'ein Tocho Kibaro, Ein Tamad Chacham, Eino Tamad Chacham. Person of Tamad Chacham whose inside is not like his outside, he's not through and through a Tamad Chacham. He's not a Tamad Chacham. Because we learned from the Aram, it was gold on the inside, gold on the outside. They asked the Chora, then why shouldn't it have been solid gold? So some say because the Tamad Chacham himself is wood. Wood is something alive. That's Torah. Torah's life. It's not metal. Metal's dead. But he has to have the covering of metal. It's one pshat. I think Rav Shamshon Foher says another pshat. I think it's him. He says that metal is durable, but it's also pliable. Talmud Chacham has to be, you can't change him around. It can't be solid gold. Because solid gold is malleable. You can change it. Wood, the way it is, it is. Omer Abaye, the same Rabba Bar Ula, Nikra Nitav, Shenemer Afki Nitav Nelach, Ish Shose Kamayim Avla. That's a pasuk. Afki Nitav Nelach, Ish Shose Kamayim Avla. It's a Iyuv. Okay, not only is a Talmud Chacham, not a Talmud Chacham, he's called an abomination if he's not Tocho Kibaro. And again, we were medayik that Tocho Kibaro, first you have to work on the outs, the outside first, and then make the inside fit the outside. But first comes the outside, right? And then you work on the chitzonius, and then that helps to make the pnimius. Another pshat they say, the dazakenim, why it wasn't solid gold, because it would be too heavy to carry. That Enochanami, what's it called? The Aram would have been better if it was solid gold, but it would have been too heavy to carry, and therefore, what's it called? Better, it shouldn't have been solid gold. And we learn from that, I think, that sometimes it's better not to be solid gold if somebody else has to carry it. Don't do on somebody else's cheshbin your hidurim. Rashi, Ishose. Torah kamayim v'yeshbo avla, person who drinks water of Torah, but yeshbo avla, but inside he's not the way he is on the outside. Then he's called nitav. He's called an abomination. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yonason, my deceive lomaze mechir biad ksil litnos chochma v'leiv ayin. Right, what's pshat? Why the ksil goes and buys chochma? He doesn't have a heart to understand it. Oy lohem l'sonim shal tamidei chachamim she'oskim b'torah ve'ein bohem yirashamayim. This is going on tamidei chachamim. It says sonim shal tamidei chachamim, but it means tamidei chachamim. Just a nice way of saying it. Instead of cursing tamidei chachamim, it curses the people who hate tamidei chachamim. But it means them. Oy to tamidei chachamim, the truth is that a talmid chacham who doesn't have yirashamayim is sonim shal tamidei chachamim. Right, because he is causing people to hate Talmidei Chachamim. So he himself is Soneim Shal Talmidei Chachamim. Shach said that people who aren't really learning, but are using the yeshiva as an excuse to get out of the army, are rothim of real Talmidei Chachamim. Because they use them as the excuse to put everybody in the army. They say they're all fakers. So they're called Soneim Shal Talmidei Chachamim. She'oskin b'tor v'em yirshamayim. Makras r'b'yamay. Chaval al d'lesle d'arta v'tara d'arte odid. Right? It's a shame for somebody, they to the person who doesn't have the room and puts a doorway to a room he doesn't have. Because the whole purpose of Torah is to be an entranceway to yirshamayim. If you don't have the yirshamayim, you have the entranceway, you don't have the room. Amar lohu Rava l'rabbanan b'matusu minaychu lo sirsun tarti gehenim. Rava told his students, right, don't get two gehenims. In other words, if you're not going to really learn Torah le'amito, then you're going to lose olam haba, right? And you're not going to have olam haza either, because you look like talmidei chacham. You're living lives of sacrifice, and there's no purpose. You're going to lose olam haba for it, and you're going to lose olam haza. So you might as well at least enjoy olam haza. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my desi the zos haTorah shesam Moshe zocha nasis lo sam chayim lo zocha nasis lo sam misa. You zocha, and as you learn it, lishma Torah is a sam chayim, shelo lishma to sam mavis. And the Vilna Gaon says it's like fertilizer or like water. Right? If you water weeds, you get stronger weeds. If you water grass, you get stronger grass. So it depends what the person is. If he zoche, learns lishma, then the Torah will make his lishma even better. If he, what's it called, learns shalol lishma, like we said, the kind of shalol lishma, which is totally negative, it'll just make that more stronger. So it's a sama mavis. V'hainu do'om arova, de'umen la sama de'chaya, de'lo umen la sama de'mosa. Person who treats the Torah like an uman, right? He's osek ba'Torah, it's like his profession. And Rashi says in Kedushin, he learns the Torah with his right hand, like a person who uses his right hand. He puts his entire effort into it. Then that person does it lishma. Then he, what's it called? For him, it's a sam chayim. He's an uman. But if he doesn't treat it like an umnis, he doesn't treat it like a profession, he doesn't do it with his full heart, then it becomes a sam hamavis. Rav Shiva, she said, Rav Gifter once was collecting money. I think it was in Mexico. And he tried to make an appointment with a certain gvir, and the guy was never home. Mamish, never home. He's always in his office or whatever. And so Gifter finally met this guy, and he said to him, Mamish, I'm here the morning, the evening. You're never around. He said, well, look, I have a business, and if you want to be successful in business, you have to put your everything into it. I eat, sleep, drink my business. So Gifter said, learn from that. That's what we say every morning. Lasot b'divrei Torah. Torah has to be a business too. You have to eat, sleep, and drink it. Then you'll be successful in Torah. So if you don't treat it like a business, that you eat, sleep, and drink it, not gonna work. Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonason Rami. Rabbi Yonason brought the following contradiction. Ksiv, Ktudi Hashem, Yishar, Misam Chilev. Ksiv, Imris Hashem Tzrufa, right? Ktudi Hashem, give you a simcha. And then it says trufa. Trufa means to temper something. It's harsh, tempering. So is it harsh or is it simcha? Zocha misamchoso. If you're zocha, the Torah makes you happy. In other words, if you learn it lishma, lo zocha tzarfoso. If you don't, it tempers you. Right? It eats you up. Rashi. Darta chotzer. Darta means a yard. It doesn't mean a yard, whatever. The tar l'darta of it, shatorah ena l'shar, likonish bal Yerushalayim. The purpose of Torah is to bring you to Yerushalayim. So if you don't have the chotzer, but you have the shar, you have the Torah, but you don't have what you're supposed to go into that shar from. The chotzer shetagdim lo Yerushalayim. Before Torah, you have to have the Yerushalayim. Tarti gehenim. He told his students, if you're going to be miageya and omil batorah in this world, and you're not going to be makayim the Torah, you're not going to learn lishma, the tirshu gehenim b'mostam, so you're going to lose olam haba, and you lost olam haza too. You didn't have any pleasure in this world either. On the other hand, if you learn Torah lishma, then you have olam haza and olam haba. Because learning Torah Lishma, you're not just faking it, so then you're giving up Olam Hazev, and you don't really believe in it, so the mice, you've sacrificed for nothing. So you're suffering in this world. But a person who learns Torah Lishma, right, they said that Rav Aaron Kotler, what Talmud came to him, and he said he doesn't not really matzliach in learning, so he thinks he's going to go into business, and he'll be able to support other people learning. So in that way, he'll get a bit more Olam Haba. So Rav Aaron Kotler said, yeah, you'll get more Olam Haba. What's going to be with your Olam Haza? He says, a person who learns properly, so for him, that's Olam Haza. That's, what's it called? Torah Hashem Tamim HaMesam Chelev. Sarfaso b'yisurim uvegehenim. If you don't learn Lishma, the Torah itself, what's it called, is mitzarif, it tempers you with yisurim and gehenim. Reish Lakish amar migufei dekroi nafka. You can learn the same lesson from the pasuk itself. Zochat sarfaso l'chayim. Right? If you're zocha, the Torah tempers you, but it tempers you for life. All the yisurim, all the things that you have, l'maisor, for your good. Lo zocha tzorfos l'misa. If you're not zocha, then it's mitzareth you l'misa. It gives you yisurim and gehenna. Yiras Hashem tahoro meges lo'ad. And since we learned the pasuk, pekudi Hashem yishar misam chelev, so now darshan's the rest of the pasuk. Yiras Hashem tahoro meges lo'ad. Omri b'chanino ze'alomei Torah b'tahara. Yiras Hashem tahoro is referring to a person who learns Torah, and gets Yiras Shamayim, and he learns it b'tahara. How does a person learn Torah b'tahara? No se'isha v'yachach lomi Torah. He gets married, and then he learns. This way his mind is pure of thoughts that come to a person who's not married. Eidus Hashem ne'mona, Omra b'chia bar'aba, ne'mona hi l'ho'id b'lomdeho. The Torah itself testifies for the people, in the behalf of the people who learn it. Rashi, no se'isha, nitzo mihira vera. If you get married and then you learn, you're saved from immoral thoughts. Lahoyed bilam deha mikim amilokim. The Torah itself testifies who actually learned and fulfilled and who didn't. Maisa roke. Now we're going back to what we learned before. What's maisa roke? Maisa choshev. Sometimes it says maisa roke, and sometimes it says maisa choshev. Omre b'lozer, sh'rot min b'mokum sh'choshvin. So he says what it means is, first they made a pattern, the machshava, on the material, and then they embroidered it. They embroidered, like people do today. They make a pattern, and they embroider the pattern. Tana mishmed reb Nechemya, rokein maisa machad. When it said maisa rokein, it means that they embroidered it with thread, with sewing. Maisa choshe, the fichok parts of echad. And therefore the embroidery is only on one side. Didn't go through to the other side. Choshev maisa oreg. Choshev means where they embroidered the picture in the loom itself. If the embroidery is not something they did in the material, when they made the material, they made it with the embroidery in it. Okay, and therefore it comes out on both sides. L'ficha shnei partzufos. The Rambam, and what's it called, learns, Rashi says, shnei partzufos, choshev, rope mim, b'mokom shechoshim, b'tchila mesakin atzura labega, aydei tseva. First they make a pattern, v'achakach rope mim b'machad, and then they embroider it by following the pattern with thread. Choshev maisa oreg, sheyesh lo yiriyah shtei kiros. The yiriyah has two sides to it. The shtei tsuros are shtei kiros, so they don't lose a zoo. So if you make embroidery with a needle, then you can make one pattern on one side of the cloth and another pattern on the other side of the cloth. Thick cloth. So one pattern on one side, one pattern on the other side. And they're not the same. Pamim shemitzad ze'ari umitzad ze'neshe. Sometimes you can have a lion on one side and an eagle on the other side. Kamo l'chagoro shel neshi. Like they do on silk belts. It's thick. And they embroider on one side of the belt one picture, on the other side of the belt the other picture. The Hainu Beis Partsufim. Ava Rokem Kitsuraso Mikan, Kachsuraso Mikan. But Rokem is where they embroider, they weave the embroidery in the material itself, and therefore it's the same thing on both sides. Okay, but it's not the same thing. The Rambam says on one side it's straight, and the other side's the opposite, it's backwards. And here it's one, what's it called, and two different things on each side. And the other one is one, backwards and forwards, on both sides.